translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Paraparamhansa Paribrajakacharya Ashtatara Shatashi Shiman Haisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Draupadi also saw that her husbands, without caring for her, were leaving home. She knew well about Lord Vasudeva Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Both she and Subhadra became absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and attained the same results as their husbands. Purport. When flying in an aeroplane, one cannot take care of other planes. Everyone has to take care of his own plane. And if there is any danger, no other plane can help another in that condition. Similarly, at the end of life, when one has to go back home, back to Godhead, everyone has to take care of himself without help rendered by another. The help is, however, offered on the ground before flying in space. Similarly, the spiritual master, the father, the mother, the relatives, the husband, and others can all render help during one's lifetime. But while crossing the sea, one has to take care of himself and utilize the instructions formerly received. Draupadi had 5 husbands, and no one asked Draupadi to come. Draupadi had to take care of herself without waiting for her great husbands. And because she was already trained, she at once took to concentration upon the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The wives also got the same results as their husbands, in the same manner. That is to say, without changing their bodies, they reach the destination of Godhead. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur suggests that both Draupadi and Subhadra, although her name is not mentioned herein, got the same result. None of them had to quit the body. Om Agyan Smirandasya Chanandanan Shalakayotakshuramilkandinatasvayashikirinam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sriya Dvaita Garaha Shivashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, very important instructions. The Srila Prabhupada is giving us is that here at the time of leaving one's body, then that is entirely up to the person who's leaving his body. What his next destination is. It depends on his desires, and nobody can change the desire of a living entity. Everybody has that independence to choose freely, and nobody can interfere with his desiring and independence. Even Krishna, he will not interfere with the living entity's desire, because he has given them partial freedom. He is completely free. And because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we also possess that freedom in the minute quantity. Technically, that freedom just allows us to become under the control of Yogamaya or Mahamaya, that's all. But within Yogamaya and Mahamaya, we can desire exactly what we want. Of course, we have to deserve what we get. But we can work towards that way by our desire. Krishna will try to satisfy that desire through the agency of the material energy, by his sanctioning. It will happen. So here, it's an important point. And we see that Draupadi and Subhadra Devi, although great personalities, exalted personalities, they weren't even informed by their husbands when their husbands left. Their husband thought this is so important, this nothing else has become significant now. Krishna's finished his pastimes, we have no more business here. They saw Yudhisthira set the example, they said, yeah, this is correct, he has taken the right path. Immediately they wound everything up in a few moments and just headed towards the north, with their minds fixed on Krishna. And they didn't even tell their exalted wives. And the wives also didn't also complain, because Prabhupada said they were trained also. They were trained. What is the duty of a person who is about to die? This is the whole Bhagavatam is based on this theme. That's why Bhagavatam is glorious, because there's no other literature like this. And that is why the time of death is so fearful for most people, because they are not trained to die and they do know what to do, and therefore most people, when they leave their body, they're so attached to family members, etc., who they think can save them, who they've given all their shelter, who have given shelter to them, and think they can help them. This is their only hope. So they're simply clinging on to the forms of their so-called relatives and friends, but to have no avail. And the Yamadutas simply come and drag them away because of their attachment to the material energy. You're so attached to family and relatives, don't worry, we'll give you another set of family and relatives you can become attached to. Maybe a dog family, maybe a cat family also. But don't worry, you're going to get another gut. And therefore they die in great fear, they see the Yamadutas, and then generally they drive through the backside. That's why they pass stool and urine. And they continue the hellish condition of life. No training. And Maharaj was making a point some time ago, Guru Maharaj said, generally your attachment will go back to where you got most shelter in your life. And actually that comes back, you go right back through your life, where was your shelter? And it comes right back down to when you're a little baby. Because then you were completely dependent on your mother. And your mother completely protected you. You had no other, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do anything yourself anyway. So you're completely dependent on your mother. And he quoted some famous personality, I don't know who he was, if anybody can remember that, a modern personality, I'm out of touch with the modern person. But he's a very famous personality, maybe he was a big hero, some kind of hero, but he died some time ago, and his last breath was, Mummy, Mummy, he was some big hero. Because they go, even though you're as strong as anything, you're so powerful, still you go back to where was that shelter? And ultimately they go back to when they were a child. That's when we had complete shelter and protection. And they go, Mummy. And it's a fact that most people go, oh, Ma. In Bengali, they Ma, Ma. Why no training? So, yeah, the example is given. You've got to fly your aeroplane, because nobody can help you at that time. But Prabhupada points out, you can get the training on the ground previously, that's okay. If you want to become a pilot, they don't put you in an airplane, say go up. You have a stationary airplane and you sit in it and you go through all the motions and they tell you everything and you know where all the buttons are, and then you have a few practice runs and then you're allowed to go up because you have the experience. Because once you're up there, nobody can help you anymore. Another plane can't do anything to help you. So similarly, at the time of leaving the body, it's up to the individual living entity. And it's all about his desire. And as we said, Krishna will not interfere with that desire, because he did not interfere with your desire to come here. Prabhupada said Krishna gives you three warnings actually before you come. Don't come. He warns you, don't come here. It's three times he gives you different warnings. But still, when the living entity is so stubborn, Krishna says, so what can I do? Okay. So he lets him come here. So he doesn't interfere with his desire to come, even though he's going to suffer so much. So similarly, to go back to Godhead, we have to desire it. And if you don't desire to go back to Godhead, you will not go back to Godhead. It's as simple as that. And if you desire to go back, as simple as that, you can go back. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Manusa Janma, that he says one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that those who have taken birth, human birth, in Bharatbhasha in India, actually everyone, but especially those in Bharatbhasha, because here in India you have an opportunity to have association with the Vedas, with this Bhagavatam, with Vedic culture, with Vedic knowledge. So you learn this science, become convinced of it, and then you give to others. This will be the best thing for you and the best thing for others. So first, charity begins at home. You understand yourself fully, and that's the best thing for you, this science of Bhagavatam, because it'll take you back to Godhead. And you can also give the same thing to others, and that is the best thing you can do for others. The best thing. Not that giving education to our children, feeding them, looking after them 24 hours a day, making sure their belly is always full, got nice clean clothes on. That's not the best thing you can do. The best thing you can do is to give them this education of Krishna consciousness, this Bhagavad. That's the best thing for them, but you, first of all, you've got to understand it. This important verse, Prabhupada actually quoted, probably quoted that verse, especially in India. I would say in India he quoted this verse more than any other, because he was speaking to the people born in Bharatvarsha. But he said it applies to everyone. So, very profound verse. So first of all, he says, you become perfect, then you can make others perfect. So what is this perfection that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about? Because in the Vedic literature, perfection seems very difficult. It's a very arduous, long struggle. Actually, according to the Vedas, it will take thousands of births for perfection. Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita also. It's not easy. Baho naam jananti. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first become perfect. Now what is that perfection Lord Chaitanya is talking about? The perfection is Vasudevi Bhagavati. Both she and Subhadra, they knew well about Lord Krishna, Vasudeva, personality brother. So that they knew. Krishna is the Supreme Person, they knew well. And in their relationship with Krishna, Jivaya Surupaya Nitya Krishna Das, we are the eternal servant of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also quoted, tomorrow, when he was dancing before the Rath Yatra, he will quote this verse also, Naham Avipram Narvati, Na Vaisha Na Sudra, I am not a Brahmana Kachaya Vaisha Sudra, Brahmachari Sanyas Vanaprasa, Sanyas, what am I? Gopi Pariyakamala Das, and I consider myself to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna, who maintains the gopis in Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us our identity. So understanding, yes, knew very well, Krishna is the personality of Godhead, and what is my relationship? I am the eternal servant of Krishna. And my business is to simply to engage in Krishna's service. When I'm situated in that position of service to Krishna, that is perfection. First become perfect, then perfect others, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How do you become perfect? Understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're his eternal servant and engage in his service constantly. That is perfection. Then you can make others perfect by telling that they are also, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you are their eternal servant and you should engage in his service. This perfection is enough to save you and to save others. Therefore, Mahabhara Nayaks. Because when we think of perfection, often we think of here, because it was a different yuga, they were performing the yoga systems of Yudhisthira. We just read how he was winding everything up, merging the earth into the water, the earth into the air, fire, the air, the, right back into the mind, into the ego, to the subtle material elements, right into the spiritual. The yogic process of purification, and all these processes in the Vedas speak of this kind of purification for perfection. But in Kali Yuga, unfortunately, these processes do not work. Nothing works in Kali Yuga. Krishna was expressing to Narad Muni that I don't know how to save. What will save the living entities of Kali Yuga? Narada was crying. I can't see any hope for the living entities of Kali Yuga. What is it? Who is their savior? What is their savior? Krishna said, I don't see there any savior. The age of Kali is so powerful. One ashram system which is spoken of in the Vedas throughout the four yugas, it doesn't work in Kali Yuga. The process of karma doesn't work in Kali Yuga. The process of Dhyan doesn't work in Kali Yuga. The process of mystic yoga, it doesn't work in Kali Yuga. The age is too sinful. They just do not work. Nothing, no system in Kali Yuga will work. Therefore, there is no hope for them in Kali Yuga in the material world. Because nothing can counteract this age except me. I'm the only person who can counteract the age. Nothing else, no other system, no other process will ever work. So therefore, Narada, I'm going to come myself in the form of my own holy name. And this will be the medicine for the living entities of Kali Yuga. And I will come in my own, in a form of my own devotee. And with my associates, we will chant Hare Krishna, we will smash the fangs of Kali. And deliver everybody back to Godhead. So all these other processes, and when we think of perfection and sense control and mind control, it's all a very, very, very difficult process. But Lord Chaitanya He's saying that now, if I'm stipulating some specific qualification, like Krishna was stipulating qualification, previous birth, you have to be purified, this birth, free from all. If I make these stipulations, then nobody's going to come back. Nobody's can get the qualification of Kali Yuga. Therefore, I'm not making any stipulation. The only qualification is you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Means Prabhupada's definition, so concise. Oh, energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. So simple, so sublime. And this is the whole message of Lord Chaitanya. You are Krishna's servant, engaged in Krishna's service, knowing fully well, like you go back to Godhead. That's how simple it is. We make it a lot more difficult when we bring everything else in. But factually, that's how simple it is. And if you accept that, you will go back to Godhead. If you think that you've got to become purified by some other process, or get some more advancement, or here, get your spiritual body, because they went back in their spiritual bodies, in their same bodies. If you think you've got any these types of cities, these types of perfection, if you think you've got to get out to go back to Godhead, then you've got to get that to go back to Godhead. Yeah, Krishna says, as you surrender me, I reward you accordingly. If you think to go back to Godhead, I've got to have this spiritual body, Krishna says, okay, I'll reward you like that. Wait until you get it, then you can go back. If you think that I've got to become a big jnani and know everything, before I can go, Krishna will say, yes, then become a vijnani, then you can come back. If you think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm Krishna's das, please engage me and render some service, I can go back to Godhead, and you do that, Krishna says, I will gladly, willingly take you back to Godhead. Because that's how you're surrendering to me. You're hearing from authorities and you're surrendering to that process. I will reciprocate accordingly. Otherwise, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahabharanaya? Millions of avatars coming, giving a process to go back to Godhead. Why is he Mahabharanaya? He's simply giving us his qualification. Understand who you are. Gopi Pariyokamara Das Das Das. He has given us our identity. Lord Chaitanya is our leader. This is the identity we want. So here, Yudhishthira, Arjuna, the Pandavas, they also went back in their same bodies. And most probably Bhishma Dev also. Because Prabhupada said there's a planet called Parthasarathi, a Vaikuntha planet, where those with a chivalrous spirit, they can go there. So he said Bhishma Dev went to that planet, Parthasarathi, so most probably all the Pandavas also go there. And they're in a chivalrous spirit, but they got their same bodies. So their wives are there also, sister is there. So it's the same situation. So this is Krishna's pastime, he's Golokera Premadana, that he brings his whole pastime here. If he likes, he can, the same thing, he can not duplicate in another place, but these pastimes are eternal, so Krishna has a place where those eternal pastimes are going to suit the devotee's mood, to serve him in the chivalrous spirit. Of course these are eternal associates of the Lord, that's not their only position, because Krishna says to Arjuna, wherever I go, you come with me because you're my friend. Therefore you came to the sun planet when I went there to see Vivaswam. But you don't remember that. I remember. You had a fire body at that time probably to get into the sun. But you change your body, so you forget. So these eternal associates, they simply expand when Krishna expands into some, to perform some pastimes, and they expand exactly in a form to serve him. Even in Radha Kunda, they didn't expect, they assume form of trees there, so they could meditate on that pastime. That's very difficult for them to get into Goloka Vrindavan, especially in Radha Kunda. Even Uddhava was. So at least they took forms of trees simply to meditate on those pastimes. So these are the eternal associates of the Lord. And so spiritual life is not limited. You see, here you can go back in your own body. Even if you really, really desire it, you could also achieve that perfection and go back in your own body. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that if you really desire and you want to, you can go back and see your family members. All your family members will. That you know here, in this particular, you can go back and have that situation there also. He's quoting from, I don't know, maybe the Taittiriya Upanishad or something like that. But he's quoting from a Shastra, and it says, yes, you can do that. You can actually see them. Generally, our philosophy kind of tells us that, you know, once the material body is, you never see it again, you know, once it's finished. But he says it can, you can actually go back and have keep that spiritual body and have your same family members there. Qualification has to be there. But it is possible. Or he goes on and talks about all the rasas. If you desire to have, you know, friendship, then you take birth in a universe where Krishna is performing his pastimes as a boy, and then you associate with all the other friends of Krishna the Nityas, and by their mercy then you can actually attain that perfection. And it goes through all the different rasas. If you like girlfriends, then you'll take birth in a Gopa family, Gopi family, and you'll have all the girlfriends, Gopis of Radharani, and with them they will teach you how to serve Krishna in perfection. Like that, and then you will attain that. It goes through all the, so spiritual life, it's really unlimited. It's not just only set one way, but just like Krishna, when one becomes perfect, like Krishna is such a sankalpa, whatever he desires, it becomes manifest. So a living entity also can attain that perfection. So even if he desires it, he can get it when he's perfect. Well, even in our line, we know many of great Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they're also teaching the process how to get a spiritual body, Siddha Deha. It's a bona fide process. But then you've got to have perfection. You've got to do it. You've got to be perfect. If you want that, you've got to have the qualification and actually get it. That's not so easy. So, specifically in our line, now how do we actually go back to Godhead? Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's got so many branches, and they also have different methods of going back, varieties of different methods. The goal is to go back, at different varieties, etc. And they're bona fide. So how do we know which way actually to choose? And the way we choose is that the way that has been given by our acharya, that acharya that we take shelter of, that we follow his path. Then it becomes easy. And we see now, actually what Prabhupada has taught us, he says, concerning spiritual body, to go back, he said, you don't have to worry about that. He said, when you are ready, he said, I will come and tell everything. I will tell what your body, form, service, age, color, anything you want to know. He said, I will come. And tell you, you don't have to worry about that. Several times it's been mentioned like that. We see also from the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Navadvip Bhava Taranga. And previously there's no mention that he's meditating on his eternal swarup or anything like that. But anyway, he's wandering around Navadvip Dham. He's begging the mercy of the Dham. You know, showing the proper attitude for attaining perfection. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given this, that mantra for our perfection, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said is our Siddhadeha mantra, Siddha Pranali. Siddha Pranali, by that you can get all siddhas. And that mantra is Chunarapi Sunichi, Dororopi Sushini, Amaniya Madaniya Kitiniya Sadahari. So this is the attitude. They're teaching us, you have the attitude of being humbler than a straw in the street. When you've got the attitude, then everything will be revealed. So it's just this attitude that Chaitanya, that's what we want. And you see the attitude of that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us, more tolerant than the tree, humbler than the blade of grass, always ready to offer respects to others, not expecting honor for yourself. That attitude you can have in your service, spreading Krishna consciousness, giving Krishna consciousness to others. Telling Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead and you are His eternal servant. that attitude you can have, you know, if you're in Calcutta, if you're in New York, if you're in London, you're in any big city of the world, demoniac place, you can still maintain that attitude. And by serving Krishna in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way, you're pleasing Krishna. Because it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, priti priti chatvaka nagarati gram savach pachapai marana. In every town and village of the world, my name should be sung. So we're doing that, you're going out to every city of the world, and as a result, you're pleasing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's pleased by that. So you have a proper attitude and you're pleasing Lord Chaitanya. So that is the perfection he's giving. Because the object of getting this perfect spiritual body here and going back and serving Radha and Krishna, it's not, the goal is not to get your Mandhari Sarup and your spiritual body or anything like that. It's not the goal. The goal is to please Radha and Krishna. No matter what form you got, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can embrace him, you can kick, it doesn't matter. The only business is to please Radha and Krishna. It's not a race or something mystical to get this mystical form. That's not the goal, but they make it out something very mystical. No, the goal is when you've got that form, it's pleasing Radha and Krishna. So that's the goal. The pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And that you can adopt in this body, in the middle of a hellish city, you're pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by simply telling everybody that they're trying to serve as Krishna, that you're trying to hire Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya is pleased. In other words, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna. And you're pleasing Lord Chaitanya. So it's not you have to be in seclusion in bhajan anywhere, in perfect spiritual body. You can be out in the material world and you're pleasing Radha and Krishna, because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna. And this is what he wants done. I order every person in the universe to spread Krishna consciousness, the direct order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't say I order everybody to go and do their bhajan and develop their spiritual bodies. So in this way we're pleasing the Lord Radha and Krishna, which is the objective, which is the highest goal of all spiritual achievements. The pleasure of Radha and Krishna. It doesn't matter what my feelings are or what my form is. As long as Radha and Krishna are satisfied, that's all. That's our only business. So that, simply by having that state of mind, Janata Bhisma, and serving Krishna in that, that you've achieved topmost perfection. You're still here in the material. Actually, the body is spiritualized anyway at that time. But anyway, that will be given to us. So this is our necessary qualification, is simply to adopt the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he's given in a nutshell. And if we're convinced of that, then certainly we will go right to God, without doubt. Today is the cleanings of the Gundicha. There's a little portion here I'll read. I didn't read it before, someone just... Otherwise it's quite lengthy in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's already in the Nini Manitra. As soon as Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, called for water, all the men immediately brought hundreds of water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple, then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, and everything else within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water on the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and the floor. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands. And the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. All the devotees in the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand. And in this way they cleansed the temple of the Lord. The Gundicha temple is situated 2 miles northeast of the Jagannath temple. At the time of the Rath Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the Gundicha temple from his original temple and stays there for 1 week. She gets what the husband gets. She has no problem because they're going back. But even they don't tell her that. It's the best thing they can do for her. They were showing the importance of. It could turn very sentimental. They come back and say, listen, you've been such a loving wife to us, and but she's not the wife, and they're not the husbands. Of course, they're spiritual person. But generally, we understand, if I'm not this body, then who is my husband, who is my wife? So now the show was over, Krishna's gone back to Godhead, they decided, let's wind it up. They didn't even bother about any slaves. Even better than Dhritarashtra and company, and they were very good also looking after the citizens. Pandavas were even better. But when it came to their own wives, they didn't even bother. Because this was the critical moment. Now we've finished, this is the time. We go back to Godhead. Krishna's finished his part. There's no more business for us here. They were flying their own aeroplanes for over.